what happened to the man who took the train home?
I don't know. What?
He had to give it back.
Bye!
It's time for the showdown. Kids Public Radio.
Everybody's talking about a day up at the lake. So let's get our bags and guitars and all the food that we can take. I'll meet you on the corner when the sun decides to break. So
catch that train.
Oh, come on out and catch it. So fast, we'll fill the day with memories, and I know they're gonna last. So
catch that train.
Oh, come on out and catch it.
Catch that train.
All right. Come on out. Topsy-turvy world that we're all living in today. Let's take a trip before the summer sun has gone astray. When we ride together. And so I say,
catch that train.
Come on, come on and catch it.
That was Dan Zanes right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and on Zoom with a whole lot of kids. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Joe.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Cade.
Hello, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Thank you all so much for being here. Today on the show, we're going to learn about trains. And some of the kids on our crew went to a place called the Wheels Museum, which is located in a building in Albuquerque where around 75 years or so ago, trains used to go to be repaired. It's an enormous building and can hold an entire locomotive. The kids are going to report from the Wheels Museum, and we're going to learn also about how rail transportation came to be and where it stands today. In some parts of the world, trains are the main form of public transportation, and we're going to learn a lot more about them today on the Children's Hour. Plus, we have some book reviews from the kids' crew. But first, This is Levity Beat from New Zealand, right here on the Children's Hour.
The children on the train are running all around. They're running all around. They're running all around. The children on the train are running all around and wondering when they're gonna be home. And the children on the train are jumping up and down. They're jumping up and down. They're jumping up and down. The children on the train are jumping up and down and wondering when they're gonna be home. Running all around, jumping up and down, stopping at the station, thanks for the ride. Some are getting off, some are getting inside. It's looking pretty crowded, shuffle on down, waving to the folks and heading for the next town. And the mamas on the train are strumming their guitars, they're strumming their guitars, they're strumming their guitars. The mamas on the train are strumming their guitars and wondering when they're gonna be home. And the daddies on the train are beating on their drums, they're beating on their drums, they're beating on their drums. The daddies on the train are beating on their drums and wondering when they're gonna be home. Running all around, jumping up and down, strumming their guitars and beating on their drums. Stopping at the station, thanks for the ride. Some are getting off, some are getting inside. It's looking pretty crowded, shuffle on down. Waving to the folks and heading for the next town. Colors change,
colors change
as we ride,
as we ride,
moving west across the land. Desert red,
desert red,
meadow green,
meadow green,
blue of sky, gold of sand. And the grannies on the train are playing violin, they're playing violin, they're playing violin. The grannies on the train are playing violin and wondering when they're gonna be home. But the driver's got his hands firmly on the wheel, firmly on the wheel, firmly on the wheel. The driver's got his hands firmly on the wheel, making sure we're gonna get home. Running all around, jumping up and down, strumming their guitars and beating on their drums. Playing violin firmly on the wheel, making sure we're gonna get home. Making sure we're gonna get home.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're learning about trains. Some of the kids on our crew took a field trip to the Wheels Museum in Albuquerque. There they brought some recording equipment, and they recorded all of this on their own.
My name is Leba Freed. I'm the president of the Wheels Museum, and I work as a volunteer. We're all volunteers. And we have children and old people and all kinds of people from around the world visiting us. The Wheels Museum is now located on the rail yards in downtown Albuquerque. We have about $4 million of exhibits. We have model trains that run, and we have a real train that children can ride. And we have airplanes hanging in the ceiling, antique automobiles and motorcycles, buses and trucks, toys, and many wonderful things for children of all ages to see.
My favorite part is probably getting to ride on the gigantic train and the caboose. I'm getting to blow this whistle.
We love all the people who come, and we're here to help our community. Sometimes old people come in here and they cry because they see something maybe that they had as a child or that they worked on. So it's the people coming in from all over that is the most valuable to us.
How old is the Wheel Museum?
That's a wonderful question. I started this project in 1994. We've been in seven different locations. We've been in our current location since 2008. This is the rail yards of the steam locomotives and was the reason that Albuquerque became a successful city.
Seen Montana's blue, blue sky. Never been a Shenandoah or got Rocky Mountain high. Born and raised in Jersey, lived in this suburban home, but always taking Daddy's station wagon if I ever got the urge to roam. Never been to Austin or seen those Frisco lights. I never been to Denver, was always afraid of heights. I never been down to Nashville or Memphis, Tennessee. But it won't be long before they play my song of WLA.
That's John Winfield Blake from a CD called We're Not Kidding, a tribute to Barry Lewis Polisar with I Never Rode the Railroads. The Mighty Buzznicks was before that from Bugs Out with Steam Train. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're learning about trains. Some of our kids' crew took a field recording field trip to the Wheels Museum in Albuquerque.
What made you decide to changing from primarily trains to all kinds of like vehicles and cars and planes?
When I started the museum, I named it WHEELS, which is an acronym. We have everything everyone loves spinning, because I think it's very, very important to talk about the history of transportation, not just trains.
It's old wagon that was used well before the last century. And they had two oxen that pulled the wagon, and they used it on the farm to move things around, hay and so forth. And sometimes they might have put people in it to go to town. This was before we had automobiles.
What would you say is the oldest thing in the Wheels Museum?
One thing that I think is very old and very interesting, we have a bicycle from 1883 from France that was the first bicycle with pedals and brakes.
We are looking at a two-wheeled bicycle. The front one's bigger than the back one, and the wheels are very big.
Saturday morning, dreaming in bed. One little thought runs round my head. Summer is here, it's warm outside. Get in my bike and ride, ride, ride. I brush my teeth, I comb my hair. I grab some toast, jump out of my chair. So long, folks, it's time to blow. I jump on my bike and go, go, go. I wanna ride my bike.
Ride my bike.
I wanna ride my bike. Miracle man, making my bicycle jump and dance. Watch me win the Tour de France. Down the back street, round the pond. Bet I'm faster than Greg LeMond. It's so great to be outside. What I like is to ride, ride, ride. I'm gonna ride my bike.
Ride my bike.
I'm gonna ride my bike.
Ride my bike.
Here come Bill, here come Jane from Strawberry Hill. We have races, we have fun. We go fast as a horse can run. Every Saturday what I like is getting outside and riding my bike. I'm gonna ride my bike.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, supports the Children's Hour. The museum honors Indigenous history, art, and culture. Learn more at indianartsandculture.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.